Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carmen Morrow. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tommy Giordano. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Maury Martin. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Maury Martin. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallow. Fain reaches second base with a double. Carrasquel moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Astroth for a passed ball. Carrasquel scores. Fain moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Astroth and he is out, Giordano applying the tag. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Philly moves to second. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giordano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Giordano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giordano strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray pinch hits for Joe Astroth. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Murray now catching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mealy moves to third. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a line drive into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-1 in the game. Babe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Trucks covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Bishop now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop fires to first and has Rivera trapped. There's the throw to Giordano, who tags Rivera for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trucks strikes out. Murray drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Trucks out. 2 outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giordano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Giordano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giordano is 0 for 1 in the game. Giordano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats DeMaestri for the out. 2 outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fain moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray fires to second and picks off Fain for the out. 1 out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Ryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0 for 2 in the game. Babe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Babe reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Elmer Valo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valo hits a fly ball towards center. Rivera catches it and throws to first to double up Robinson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Neil Berry. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giordano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawler moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Stewart moves to second. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trucks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Stewart moves to third. Rivera moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field. Morrow picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morrow. Stewart scores. Rivera scores. Trucks moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Morrow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giordano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelly Fox now playing second base. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Giordano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giordano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Giordano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morrow moves to third. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Murray hits a line drive into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morrow scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, White Sox. Tom Hamilton pinch hits for Charlie Bishop. Tom Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Finovich now pitching. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-3 in the game. Ryan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giordano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Finovich covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Babe hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Philly steals second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morrow takes first base on ball 4. Philly moves to third. Vallow moves to second. Tommy Giordano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giordano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Giordano hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giordano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fain hits a line drive into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels pinch hits for Frank Finovich. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Babe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Babe reaches second base with a double. Michaels goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4 White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Kellner now pitching. Spider Wilhelm now playing shortstop. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso strikes out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-4 in the game. Ryan takes first base on ball 4. Mealy moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Mealy moves to third. Ryan moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mealy scores. Ryan moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-4, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 9-4, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Carmen Morrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morrow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Giordano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giordano is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Giordano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.